Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the Packers should trade for a wide receiver. But just because I'm a skinny white Packer fan in my basement doesn't mean that the Packers feel the same way. So because of that, let's start with the scenario, should the Packers trade for AJ Green? Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Garassi, and this is the first of three videos focusing on wide receivers. Now, before I even dive into AJ Green, let me explain why I don't think we need receivers. So obviously, Davante Adams is out with turf toe for this Sunday. It's kind of a tricky injury to heal from. You don't want to rush him back, and so I potentially push the timetable for recovery back even further. So I think this Sunday is going to be an excellent opportunity to see what our young receivers have. Obviously, Geronimo Allison has been on the team for several years, definitely needs to play a major role. MVS, who has, you know, shown his flashes of greatness as a deep threat, needs to step up. We're going to have Kumaro back. Touchdown, Jesus. That will be a big boost. And then there's going to be other guys that are going to need to pick it up. Jimmy Graham should have a good game. You know, with Jamal Williams out, we'll see if Dexter Williams is able to play. So I find that this season, with the offense being out of sync, which again, I feel like we all predicted this. You're all smart people. We all predicted that the offense would start slow. I thought the defense would start slow as well, and yet we're still 3-1. And I understand that the receivers are struggling, that Rodgers is not looking completely and totally like himself. They're trying to get into a rhythm. The most in rhythm I've seen them was the three straight touchdowns in the Minnesota game. So I feel like after Sunday, who knows? My opinion might change. The trade deadline is October 29th. And if our offense completely and totally sputters against the Dallas defense, then maybe we talk about potentially trading for a wide receiver. But in this moment, right this second, I don't think we need one. I think, quite honestly, we all need to have some patience and let the receivers develop. Because, listen, there's a guy named Davante Adams, which thank God we gave him some time and patience because he developed into our number one receiver. So with that being said, let's dive in because who knows? Maybe it won't work out on Sunday and we'll need to pick up a wide receiver. And so let's first go over to Cincinnati. Oh, the home of the 0-4 Bengals who just got rocked on last Monday night by the Steelers, who were 0-3 at the time. AJ Green, who is going to be out for at least another couple of weeks. I believe they said that he's going to come back earliest, is going to be week 7. But, I mean, AJ Green is like the sole bright spot on that team. They thought for a minute it was going to be Joe Mixon, and that turned out to not be great. But then again, you know, all their draft picks on offensive line really haven't helped out at all. Andy Dalton is still Andy Dalton. They may have fired their head coach, but look at that. There are some growing pains that they need to get through, and the defense is nothing special. But one person on that team who is AJ Green. So before we even go with should the Packers get him, are the Bengals even going to consider trading AJ Green? Now, it seems like no, right? I don't think that the team, if I had to wager a guess on it, I'm going to say no, but it could make sense. The Bengals are obviously not going to be competing for the division or playoffs anytime this year, and it might take a couple of years for them to completely rebuild that team. They need a new quarterback. I mean, that's for damn sure. And so it might make sense for them to trade him this year because he's a free agent, which we'll talk about at the end of this season. So this is his contract year. It might make sense that this is the last time that they could potentially get value out of him because after that, he might be gone. So AJ Green came into the league 2011. He is currently 30 years old. He's made the Pro Bowl every year from 2011 to 2017. He's had over 1,000 yards every single season except 2016. He's had over 10 touchdowns three times. Now, there's obviously injury concerns. Last year, he got put on IR for torn ligaments in his right foot. He is obviously hurt right now, but that's also because of the Bengals. There were bad field conditions. They were reported that there was like rocks and stuff on the field. They let him practice anyway, and now he has torn ligaments in his ankle. But the last contract that AJ Green signed was a 4-year extension for $60 million. Okay. And AJ Green, if he actually hits the free agent market, is going to command some big money. You know, he is 30 years old. He is entering the twilight of his career. But I think AJ Green still has 2 or 3 good years left in him. Obviously, going to depend on what he looks like when he comes back from injury. But the Bengals right now are in such bad shape that it almost makes sense of like, hey, let's get a first-round pick. Because I think he will command a first-round pick. Let us get a first-round pick or maybe even a second-round pick. I don't know if they'd go that low. You know, we'll get a few draft picks in exchange for AJ Green, and we're basically telling our fans, like, all right, that's a 2019 season. We're totally, we're not going to do it at all. I obviously would love AJ Green on the team. Him and Davante Adams would be incredible. Incredible. But then you have to wonder, what happens to guys like MVS? What happens to guys like Kumerow? What happens to guys like Shepard or Lazard? Or hell, even EQ when he eventually comes back next season. Those guys then get all bumped down a notch. And that could be okay in the sense of they need time to develop. This is only their second year for the majority of them. But at the same time, like, I feel like there almost needs to be a little like trial by fire. And I think this Sunday is going to be a perfect example of that. So if we're going to have to spend draft picks and capital on him to re-sign him, because we're not just going to keep him for this year, and we don't know about his injury, it just doesn't make sense to me considering we're going to have to pay for guys like Kenny Clark. We're going to have to play for guys like Blake Martinez. And worst case scenario, if it finds out that we do need a receiver at the end of the year, he's a free agent. So now we can go and attemptively make a bid for him then. But right now, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to get AJ Green. He's not even going to be able to help us until minimum week 7. So in my opinion, he is incredibly talented, one of the best wide receivers in football. But I think he's going to be way too expensive. And to be completely honest, I don't think that there is a need at the moment. We need to address other areas right now. And so I think the Packers are not going to go for him, and I think they're going to wind up passing him up. Now, again, the Bengals might not even trade him at all. They have a few weeks to figure that out. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do, just because they're like, this is so bad, let's get something out of AJ Green while we still can. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. Should the Packers go out and get AJ Green? Do they need AJ Green? Let me know what you think. You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com or at TomGrassiComedy. All social media you see down below. Check out PackCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course YouTube and Spotify. And a big shout out and thank you all to Patreon members over at patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. So this is 1 of 3. We got Emmanuel Sanders coming up, and then we got Stephon Diggs, because Stephon Diggs, I just want to have fun with that one. But thank you so much for watching. I am Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.